This is Small Biz Spotlight, featuring up-close interviews with small business leaders and entrepreneurs across America. And now, here's your host, David Wolf.
Our guest on this edition is an entrepreneur, the owner of OrgTrack.com, and an internationally recognized expert in word-of-mouth referral networking. Beth Anderson is a website designer and developer by trade and credits much of her success to the lessons learned from her participation in the world's largest business networking system called BNI International. Joining us on the line from our offices in Pepin, Wisconsin, is the owner of OrgTrack.com, Beth Anderson. Beth, welcome to the program.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
You've credited BNI as responsible for the growth, in large part, for your own business, OrgTrack. When was your very first contact with BNI, and what about it captivated you?
Well, I had a client 11 years ago that I went out to work on her computer, and she handed me a business card and said, "You need to join this organization." And it turns out she actually was at a Chamber of Commerce meeting, but she met Nancy Giacomuzzi, the executive director of BNI Minnesota, and handed me her card and said I needed to go, which I went ahead and went to my first meeting and never looked back. I received two referrals. I joined that day. It was life-changing for me.
Wow. What did OrgTrack, what did your own business look like when you first encountered this BNI meeting?
Well, actually, that was my first design company, so it was Plum Creek Associates.
Okay.
I was doing computer repair and web design. It was just me, and actually, the first check I wrote to BNI took my business account down to about $15.
Wow.
So I bought my membership right at the point where I thought I would need to go back to work for corporate America.
Wow.
Yeah, because of BNI, I didn't need to do that. BNI taught me how to get clients, how to keep clients. I knew how to do the computer work, was very good at that. I just didn't know anything about running a business.
There's a phrase, visibility plus credibility equals profitability. I think you're describing the nature of word of mouth. Do I have that correct, or is it something different?
No, that's exactly it. Visibility, credibility equals profitability. And if you do those first two steps well, you will end up with all the business you ever need.
So with this at the core of the BNI system, why do you see word of mouth working so well for small business? Why does it work?
Well, have you ever asked anyone for a recommendation to a restaurant? You can look at restaurant ads all you want, but you're more likely to go to the restaurant that your friend recommends. They may say, "Oh, we were at this place last night. You need to go try it out." Everybody's had that experience, whether it's with a restaurant or a movie, and it translates into any kind of business. We do business with people we know, like, and trust. And if you don't know, like, and trust a realtor or a mortgage person, you turn to your friends and ask them, or you turn to your colleagues and ask them for a referral. We all get so inundated with paper advertising, media advertising. There's advertising everywhere. It's becoming something we don't even see anymore. But we do listen to our friends and colleagues when they recommend someone, a business, whether it's a service or a product, we listen to them. And that's the best way to get business. If you are in business and you get a referral from someone, you're more likely to close that business because you're getting a third-party recommendation about you. So closing the business is easier, getting in front of someone is easier, and keeping that client, their loyalty is stronger because their friend recommended you.
We're visiting with Beth Anderson. She's the owner and founder of OrgTrack.com. That website is exactly that, www.org.org.com. Beth, you're sitting, and your company is sitting right at the center of a project for BNI International. It was created originally as a high-contact networking system, and I know you're heading up the technology component, a unique challenge to create a platform for what admittedly is a high-contact and taking it online. Is this presenting any particular challenges or different kinds of challenges than the usual social network might?
Well, I think one of the challenges is that the BNI Connect project, as it's called, is an all-encompassing technology solution for BNI worldwide. So not only is it the social networking piece, which is something that BNI has not had before.
Right.
But it's doing the technology for all of the franchises worldwide in order to run their business. As far as the social networking piece is concerned, what's challenging about that is there's perhaps a bit of confusion. Why would we want to network online? We're a face-to-face networking organization. We can, Dr. Meisner says this all the time, so do I. The online networking does not replace face-to-face networking.
Yeah.
The tools that we're building are so that people can network more effectively with the people they know and connect worldwide with other BNI members. There's an implied friendship there between BNI members, just like there are with Rotary's probably a good example. That's a service organization.
Sure.
I know many Rotarians that they're encouraged to visit another Rotary meeting when they travel, and they do that. There's that initial, hey, we're all in this together thing that makes connecting with people easier. You've got that first step taken care of.
Is OrgTrack working exclusively on BNI at this point in your business, or do you have other clients and projects? Tell us about how that looks.
We do have other clients and projects. The software that we developed 8 years ago was created for BNI regions to run a membership-based organization. That said, it fits with lots of different organizations and different businesses because it has the basic tools that all businesses need on their website. For example, calendaring, event registration, photo albums, the ability to edit their own site, and probably, I don't know, a couple dozen other tools that make it a good fit for other organizations and regular companies.
Does it actually present a website platform as well? You say edit their own site. So does a website, a customizable website, come with the system that you've created?
Yes. So it's,
wow.
It's about the back-end management of an organization, but also about presenting the content out to the world.
Wow, how cool. So future going, do you have plans to continue to evolve with that product outside of the BNI world? Or
I do. However, this is an all-encompassing project at this point.
Yeah.
However, I keep getting new clients because I'm in BNI. I am a member of a BNI chapter in Red Wing, Minnesota. I go to my meeting every week, and referrals just naturally come in. So I do have staff now that I never used to have.
Yeah.
And so the work can get done even without me, which is the point.
And for those listening who are interested in getting more information about how BNI works and possibly attending a meeting as a guest, that website would be BNI.com, www.BNI.com. So I understand you have an upcoming event that you'd like to tell us about, our listeners. Please tell us.
We have our second annual Get Connected event in celebrating International Networking Week. It'll be in Florida, this time in Miami. Last year we were in Fort Lauderdale. And we have a great lineup of speakers, including our very own Dr. Ivan Meisner.
Excellent.
As our keynote. It's a three-day weekend of networking and fun on the beach in Miami.
Wow, how cool.
So join us in Miami, Florida on January 29th through the 31st for Get Connected 2010.
And that's open to the general business owner public?
Absolutely. This is the education that BNI provides at a director international level. So we have speakers from around the world coming in to teach you and help you to network more effectively.
Excellent.
Our website is getconnected2010.com.
Is the organization, does it continue to grow? And what do you know about the growth of BNI?
BNI has a 24-year history. We've been through recessions before. And what we find is that during a recessionary time, people start to look at how to network more effectively, how to get more customers. They tend to join BNI during those times more than they do when times are good. Then they stay because they understand how it works. And once you start in BNI and you start getting those referrals and you have 25 to 50 people out there selling for you every week purely because they are members of your chapter, there's no turning back.
Beth, a delight to have you. Thanks so much for joining us on the program. Again, we've been visiting with Beth Anderson. She's the owner and founder of OrgTrack.com, working very closely with the folks at BNI International to develop online platform for them. orgtrack.com. Beth, thanks so much for joining us on the program.
Thanks a lot, David.
You've been listening to Small Biz Spotlight, up-close interviews with small business leaders and entrepreneurs across America. For more information about our guests or to subscribe, visit smallbizamerica.com.
Small Biz.
Small Biz America.